Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Well, on this December 15th, we have created a tradition here where the staff does the entire service. And I think I began this tradition. The staff doesn't always love it, but I remind them they love it. And so we've done, those that are new, we've done crazy things like had the staff sing, which they can't sing, and some sway, which they can't keep a beat, and every year, but each year, we just love honoring the congregation. And so this year, our presentation is called The Christmas Table. Every table is different at Christmas time. And I want you to know, your Christmas is as real as someone else's. And so today, I've asked the staff to be real, to share the variety of lifestyles during Christmas and traditions and emotions, but most of all, to let you know that whatever you're facing, whatever you feel, whatever you're thinking, that someone else is right there also. Do you know, sometimes, folks, it's just good for us to know we're not alone. And so whoever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever your table is like, I believe you will see it represented today. And when it's yours, you can just say, yes, Lord, that's kind of like us. Perhaps there's a few little variations due to culture, but nevertheless, we all reflect a community spirit. And when we take Christmas, we take it into our homes to remind ourselves it's not just about the ritual of the time, it's about who we are in Christ in God. Would you this morning welcome to the table?
Well, the Christmas table at the Owens household is always traditional, but a special time. Food, fun, humor, reflection, smiles, sarcasm, poking fun at each other. Family are all in for the Christmas day. Now, I know that may change a little bit in the coming years as family grows. Well, Christmas morning, after the Christmas gift opening, it's followed with a big breakfast, and then the Christmas meal around 4-ish in the afternoon. Dinner includes the Newfoundland staples, that's salt, meat, peas, pudding, dressing, and gravy. Well, a family meal at home on Christmas Day evening or Boxing Day solidifies this time together. Joy, Christmas is a joyful time, but being away from home and adding the loss and absence of family members do carry lots of emotions on missing loved ones. While there is an element of sadness, I have learned to celebrate and highlight the many fond memories around the Christmas season and those traditions. Silent Night, that song is a meaningful song to myself. My dad passed a week before Christmas, and our family thought it would be special to play Silent Night at the funeral. Well, I admit, for those first few Christmases following, every time that Christmas carol was sung, my mind went directly to the funeral service. But as the years went by, I came to embrace Silent Night once again. Someone asked me, what would I do differently? Well, we should spend less. You see, growing up on my side of the family, we always seemed to have the knockoff items. We didn't have the top items, but Christmas was a special gift time. With Ruby's family, there was less time together and even less emphasis on the gifts. So we, Ruby and Rob, we just tend to go overboard to show the giving towards each other.
Christmas for me has always been more about giving than receiving. In a small town in Newfoundland, there were 8 children in our family. The stockings hung on the Christmas Eve fireplace were the same ones we would wear on our feet the following week. Food and fun around the family table made many memories. Today in our household, everyone participates in decorating the house and the Christmas tree. on the tree ornaments that are personal and hold special meaning. Often, tears and memories are mixed together. Presentation is important for me. As the china dishes come out, the place settings and the food reflect love for family. The Christmas dinner, as Rob said, with the Newfie trimmings, hoping my mom's pastry recipe turns out just right, complete with Rob's mom's cheesecake recipe, being intentional with family traditions, and then sitting around the table, talking about Christmas presents, good times, and reflecting on the greatest gift of all, Jesus.
Christmas Day at the Owens house is surprisingly pretty chill. It's usually only the seven of us because our relatives are spread all across the world. And obviously it can be hard at times being far away from relatives on Christmas, but there are some blessings that come with it. One being that we are totally on our own schedule for the entire day. Now, first and one of the most crucial parts of Christmas morning, all coffee drinkers must have their coffee. And now we can proceed with reading the Christmas story. And yes. And oh, and reading the Christmas story. And since we were little, Dad has always done it fill in the blank style. For example, he'll say an angel of the, and we, the kids, will finish it and say, Lord. And this will continue on for the whole story. For the entire day, we will also all be wearing our Christmas Day best, which consists of what we all have on right now. You can see Dad's, yeah. Our matching pajamas, which this has been a tradition since we were kids. Another big plus is that me and my brother Caleb can freely watch the Christmas Day basketball and football games on TV with minimal guilt from the others, which I will definitely be texting Jordan Wilkinson about all day about these games. All in all, I'm thankful for a family who hangs out all year round. Christmas does not at all feel like the only day a year we get together in this way, but there are quirky and sentimental traditions that have happened naturally and make this day feel special. And although we do feel an absence of loved ones on Christmas Day, far away or passed away, there is never an absence of Jesus's love.
Well, I've experienced many life changes over the last couple years, and so my Christmas traditions have also changed with them. I would celebrate Christmas Eve with my dad's side of the family, and Christmas Day at home with my brothers and my parents. We would wake up, make coffee, as Tim mentioned, and spend the morning opening gifts around the tree. After that, my mom's side of the family would come over, and we'd celebrate with them. My wife, Mel, joined my Christmas Eve traditions once we were married, which we attend after PPC's Christmas Eve service. I then join Mel's family traditions, and I get to spend Christmas Day with them. We had our little girl in 2022, and since then, well, we're still adjusting to figure out what the best traditions are. But as a kid, you think that your traditions will last forever, and you don't consider that one day things might change or will change. You imagine that your family members will always be there to celebrate with you. I lost my Zio Mike, that's my uncle, suddenly in 2012, and my grandpa in 2021, and then another uncle, my Zio Jack, suddenly 3 months after my grandpa passed away. I still feel the weight of their absence when we gather as a family, but these occasions really serve as reminders to cherish the people around the table, which I in turn know that makes Christmas feel so much more special to me. And my traditions may continue to change, but I look forward to spending them with my wife and our little girl. And when I think of my favorite Christmas song, it has to be, O Come All You Faithful.
I have to apologize because we have the cheesiest adoration of Christmas, and it's by far our favorite season, and I overly enjoyed writing this. So my earliest tradition is staying up late Christmas Eve to make sure that the whole house is clean, preparing food so everything's ready Christmas Day so we don't have to rush. But since my dad passed away, it has been a bit of a sadder day. He used to prep and stuff the turkey, and so now we used to do our best to try and pitch in, and it's just a tough reminder that he's gone. So we typically shed a tear that part of the day. But after that, We fight during the gift time about who got the best gift, who gave the best gift. And we have a very, very competitive game of a card game called Phase 10. I don't know if you guys know about that. My poor wife did not grow up playing competitive games, but we have not stopped yelling and making a hoot. A new tradition that Jade and I have together is spending the morning in matching PJs. I'm typically very tired from the night before and all the Christmas Eve production preparation, so she will allow me very graciously to sleep in and have a nice slow morning together. And we'll just hang out and reflect on how God's been good to us. And then I get to go celebrate with my in-laws, who cook up some nice Caribbean food for me. Us. We absolutely love that time together. And then we go to my house in the evening and spend time there. I love Christmas a lot, and there's just something in the air. There's still a sadness without my dad, and it still doesn't feel right, but there's such a beauty in coming together to celebrate Christ and love on each other. So my favorite Christmas verse is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. It says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." I love how this verse connects Old Testament prophecy from the book of Isaiah with the life of Christ. It's a hope that since God was faithful throughout sending his son, he's faithful to fulfill the rest of his promises to me as his child.
Ah, Christmas. And the Christmas table. That's probably the central point in our family for Christmas. Now, I have a very different Christmas because we're British. So that's probably pretty conservative, but what we do, but because we're such an emotional, expressive family, we have some life to us. I have a very small family. Our Christmas usually has been forever. My parents, my mom and dad, one of my two sisters, one of my two nieces, and one of my two nephews, because the other ones live in BC. So we're very small, and that's why it's so important for us to get together. But my mother is a die-hard, obsessive Christmas junkie. She is, I think she starts celebrating in July, and she just celebrates even after, and she celebrates the old Christmas, and if there's anybody celebrating Christmas in February, she's there. So she does that, and she places such an emphasis on the birth of Jesus, why he came. She creates an atmosphere of love, kindness, giving, compassion, celebration, and fun. And my dad, he brings a lot too, like the latest YouTube funny video. And he always brings some kind of a revelation he got in some theological concept of the incarnation, which I actually just absorb because it's really neat. Love taking from my dad all his deepness. And so it's fun. We have a big turkey dinner with like six or seven vegetables, and we have lots of games and fun. And I think it's just so precious in our family because there's just so few of us. There's usually four or five of us. And we just love being together. And I love being around the table because that's where so much happens. And plus, because we're kind of emotional family, there's always dynamics, even if the small of us, we're a small group. But one thing I love about Christmas is it's a reminder of the fact that it's God with us, and he came to heal us, and he came to strengthen us even when we have expectations that don't get met. Anyway, that's our Christmas table, and that's us.
Christmas at the Mungo home is always celebrated with my siblings and their families. The morning begins with a typical Trinidadian breakfast, which consists of ham, roasted chicken with stuffing, and mom's famous homemade bread, along with tea, coffee, Trinidad orange juice from a can, and a fruit drink called Pedrox. Later on, we would meet for a late lunch and spend pretty much the rest of the day together. Christmas traditions bring back memories of growing up in Trinidad. My grandmother taught us Christmas carols and the importance of scripture memorization. My favorite Christmas carol is O Holy Night, and my favorite Christmas verse would be Luke 2:14, which says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased." If you were to ask me what I would do differently, growing up in the islands, we did not have a whole lot, but we may do with whatever was given to us. So with that in mind, I would give generously and of my very best to those who are less fortunate.
Each year, my family and I spend Christmas at the house that we grew up in, and one of my favorite traditions is decorating the Christmas tree. So we have two trees at my parents' house, one more traditional tree that's very pretty. My mom does a great job with it, and I usually help her out. But there's a second tree, and it's the kids' tree, and it's completely filled with ornaments from over the years that my brother, my sister, and I have either made or collected. Some of these ornaments were made in elementary school and Sunday school, but there's one that comes to my mind, which is three popsicle sticks and three little peanuts of the nativity scene. So it's Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus in peanuts wrapped with felt. And it is so cute and so delicate, and we have no idea how that has lasted over 20 plus years. It always makes us laugh, and it always brings back great memories. And then on Christmas Eve, a tradition that we have is we love to come together to go to church together, to take in a Christmas word, and then we go back to my parents' house and we cook and we eat together. So my mom's side is Romanian and Ukrainian, and last year we made homemade cheddar pierogies, and that was a big hit. So we'll probably make that again this year, because usually every year we try something different, we do a different meal, but that one, I think it'll stick. We always have Christmas movies playing in the background, so the original Rudolph, Christmas with the Cranks, and always It's a Wonderful Life. And reflecting on these Christmas traditions reminded me of a verse in Acts 2 verse 42, where the believers of the church are forming community, and the verse reads, "They worshiped together at the temple each day. They met in homes to share the Lord's Supper, and they ate meals together with great joy and generosity." Spending this time together to just slow down, reflect on the Christmas story, eat good food, and just be with my family is truly my favorite part of the Christmas season, of my Christmas table. And I just feel so blessed that annually I can share these traditions with my family. And inevitably, every year we joke about next year, let's go on a hot vacation, let's skip cold Christmas, kind of full circle to Christmas with the Cranks, but we never do it. Merry Christmas.
Christmas has always been one of my favorite days of the year. We take Christmas time to teach our children about generosity to others. One of the traditions that we have with our children is to have them go and fill up shoeboxes. And then we look through the overseas gift catalog and help them to make some purchases there. That way they know that Christmas is about giving and not just receiving. Every year we really look forward to going to Christmas Eve service. It's one of the highlights. And then when we're done, we pick up a pizza, get in our jammies, and watch a movie as a family before we go to bed. Typically, it's The Grinch, but only the animated ones. On Christmas morning, once everyone's awake, we go downstairs and we open stockings, which the kids love. Then I make a big breakfast for all of us to enjoy as a family. And then we read Luke 2 as a family to know and remember what the day actually is about. Once that's all done, then we go up to our family tree and we open gifts that we've bought for each other. Extended family visits happen either later Christmas Day afternoon or on Boxing Day. And that's just a great time of wonderful food and building more memories with more family. Some Christmases have been harder than others, where for some reason somebody's no longer at the Christmas table. This year is going to be one of those years. There's going to be more grieving this year, where this Christmas it's going to be a combination of joy and sadness and grief and hope. One of my favorite songs is O Holy Night. I love the simplicity and yet complexity at the same time. O Holy Night reminds me that when he came down to earth, he was our Savior right from the very beginning, from when he was born. He is still our Savior, and he will forever be our Savior.
Presently, Christmas involves spending the day with my family who live here in Canada. Christmas traditions during my childhood are my funnest memories. My family and I would go to Christmas morning service at 6 a.m., which was always exciting for my brother and I because it involved us having new outfits, which somehow for me included frilly socks and a bow. We would come home, have breakfast, and of course the highlight was always opening presents. We also look forward to my family gathering together for a big lunch, which included all of our families, aunts, uncles, cousins coming together to celebrate this day together. I would usually ask my mom ahead of time who was bringing what dish so that I could plan ahead what I was going to eat. My earliest recollection of this tradition has been from childhood and continues until now, each time being a bit different. It has kept our relationships as cousins strong, and we still joke today about the things that we remember growing up. Those who really know me know that I love food, so I may or may not have hidden some homemade bread or my favorite Christmas drink so that I wouldn't have to share it with anyone. As I'm older now, there's always mixed emotions at this time of the year. Joy because of the reason we celebrate Christmas, and sadness because my family and I are in different parts of the world. My parents live in Trinidad and rarely visit this time of year, and it's a busy ministry time for me, so we do miss having each other celebrate together on Christmas Day. I don't think we have a favorite Christmas song now, but growing up, I remember on Christmas Eve, my mom would play Christmas carols on cassette tape. And one song I clearly remember is Come On, Ring Those Bells. One thing I would do differently is refocus. Refocus on the things and the people that matter. Time gets lost and the day goes by so quickly. If it's one thing that I've learned this year is people can be here today, gone tomorrow. So we should make the best of the time that we're given with the people that we have in our lives so that this time is meaningful and well spent. When traditions no longer serve the purpose that it was intended for, then we need to make changes. My favorite Christmas scripture is Luke 2:13-14. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the heaven's armies, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those with whom God is pleased." Why? Because it reminds me that there is power in our praise, and it places God in His rightful place, the highest heaven. Oftentimes we place people or things in that place, but nothing or no one can take His place.
So this is the Kumoy family. I apologize, my husband is not here due to an emergency. But I love Christmas because in the morning I get to wake up and have my morning coffee, get prepared with the breakfast first, the twins. Mia will set up the gifts and get that all organized. Faithy will go on the TV and look for the Disney parade so we could watch it while Chris comes downstairs and we open up all the gifts together. Being multicultural, my mom being Chinese, Jamaican, Trinidadian, and Cuban, and Indian. My husband being Japanese, Newfie, and Irish. We have the best of all worlds because in the midday, I get to go to my mom's and make the traditional Jamaican recipes. And we all know what that is, oxtail curry goat. But then we go to the Japanese side in the evening and we have a great meal and just celebrate with all the many cousins, which is just so fabulous. So our tradition, you'll see us wearing Disney shirts is because we loved watching that parade. It just brings us joy from when the kids were smaller. Growing up, I didn't have a Christmas song per se, but my mom would always play Jamaican or reggae Christmas and the traditional. So I grew up playing that, and we try to play that on Spotify. Also the Mariah Carey and Bing Crosby. My emotions are always mixed because it's very hectic, it's very busy, but so blessed because I get to celebrate with so many different cultures and our kids get to grow up knowing what that is and not losing the sight of that and then sharing that with others. My favorite scripture is Matthew 2:11. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. How beautiful is that we get to celebrate Jesus' birth?
Well, for us, Christmas starts on Christmas Eve, where one of the two of us will be running through a mall because somebody procrastinated and didn't purchase Christmas gifts on time. I'm not going to expose anybody. but then the real action starts when we head to Jamie's side of the family, Jamie's parents and siblings. We get together. Jamie has Swiss and Guyanese heritage, and so we share a fun time of sharing fondue, garlic pork, opening presents so Aaliyah can be with her cousins. It's a great time of connection and laughing and sharing food with each other and listening to Boney M, because that is the theme song of the Christmas night. And then on Christmas morning, we'll enjoy breakfast together. We'll open gifts amongst the three of us, and Jamie will then read Aaliyah the Christmas story. Sometimes it changes because the reality is I work sometimes on Christmas Day, and so that shifts a bit of the plans. After that, though, then we'll head to my parents' house, and we'll enjoy more family time where we'll eat different foods. I share Jamaican and Guyanese heritage, and so, yes, we do have jerk chicken on Christmas Day because turkey is dry. And can I get an amen? And then we will, my sisters, my brother, we try to convince my mom, but she doesn't participate. We'll play dominoes, and then I will dominate my family because I give them six love. And for those of you who don't know what six love means, that means that they win zero and I win six. I have promised to do that to some people on staff here, but that has not happened yet. Our Christmas time is fun. If there's one thing I would love to add, would be a getaway, a vacation, just to spend a Christmas in a warm climate. But we get to enjoy each other, our families. We get to relax and also enjoy lots of eggnog. A verse that I would love to share with you guys, and it's from The Message. It's found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. Thank you, Jesus. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always.
Well, growing up in Scarborough as a first-generation Canadian, I can remember my first Christmas because my older siblings, who were born in Italy, used their paychecks to purchase a tree and teach my parents how to do a Canadian Christmas. I grew up in an Italian church, and they had a Christmas morning service, so we celebrated with church family first, and then we went home and had a family dinner, and the gifts were last. Our menu always included turkey, but it was a side dish to a lasagna. We always included people who were not family at our table. And to this day, one of those persons who came for lunch stayed and never left. Our table was always set beautifully. My father fell asleep at gift time, and my mother recycled old Christmas cards, but inserted new money. At first, everyone received gifts. And then when my older siblings got married, we picked names. And then when the grandchildren came, only the grandchildren exchanged gifts. And now, with my immediate family being over 30 people, the great-grandchildren only exchanged gifts. Dennison and I love a quiet Christmas Eve because after over 30 years of ministry and planning and events, we are just too tired. One of my favorite Christmas memories is my birthday is in December. And I was invited to a Christmas party, and they had a cake at that party that said, "Happy birthday, Jesus, and Pastor Liz." Dennis and I, or more so I, adopted the tradition of going to a tree farm and cutting our own tree. We always celebrate Christmas Eve alone, because that's our time. And Christmas Day, we do family. And sometimes we do both sides, even though they're hours apart in one day. My favorite verse is in Galatians, and it's Galatians 4, verses 4 to 7. And it says, "But when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, born of a virgin, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons." And so to go along with that, one of my favorite Christmas carols is, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus."
Growing up in Cambridge, Ontario, my sister and I would wake up to stockings stuffed full of toys and candy and fruit and a bunch of other fun things. And we were allowed to open the stockings, and afterward we would sit together as a family, and my parents would read the Christmas story of Jesus' birth to us. And then they would pray over us, and those memories for me, I really appreciate. There was always a gift that was labeled from Santa Claus, but it was my mother's handwriting, and so we would tease her that she didn't look like Santa Claus. Christmas Day was always a family day, and so when my grandmother would come to visit, I would sing to her Elvis Presley, "I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You." But one of my favorite times was having Christmas dinner together, and it was a fun time of just enjoying good food. And by the way, if your turkey is dry, it means you didn't cook it properly. Today, Liz and I savor the moments of when we can sit with our family and share a meal. And I'm content to hear joy and laughter and conversation that often occurs in those moments. We enjoy putting up a tree in our house. We enjoy decorating the house inside and out, and we celebrate alone on Christmas Eve, but we enjoy the family times together on Christmas Day. And on occasion, I will sing to Liz, "I'll have a blue Christmas without you." With those tears in your eyes, baby, don't you cry. Over the years, I have counseled people who have struggled financially, emotionally during this Christmas season, and I've often encouraged them the focus really should be Jesus. I love the story of Jesus' birth simply because I love that salvation has come and God is amongst us, Emmanuel, God with us. So one of my favorite verses of the Christmas story is Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Can you imagine that? Literally, God with us. So one of my favorite songs is a song by Chris Tomlin called Emmanuel. These are the words: "What hope we hold this starlit night. A child is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground." Can you imagine?
Growing up in Montreal and then in Ottawa, my family were always excited about Christmas. There's tons of food with multiple types of foods. This was my mom's joyful love language, was preparing different foods. If you didn't like it, you didn't have to eat it. So we have become food snobs because she created that in us. You don't have to eat it if you don't like it. Terrible thing. But whatever your heart desire, she would make it. That was her joy. And my sisters have continued that tradition until all their kids became adults, and it's a little more difficult as they're spread out. One thing we always did was go together as a family to some Christmas play or Christmas musical. And it's a tradition for us to be in one or be somewhere enjoying one, but there must always be a Christmas presentation somewhere. And much like those who spoke before, Christmas week was always about cleaning the house until you could see your face in it. And then Christmas Eve was food, food, more food. And if you didn't like all the foods, and if you weren't bursting, if you didn't say, "Oh, Mom, I'm too full and I'm too happy," she would go and make something else. We all enjoyed playing games like dominoes, etc., for those who didn't have to be in the kitchen prepping more food. But that meant myself being with all my dad and all the, my brothers and all the my brother and all the guys, because my mom would send me out of her kitchen saying, "You're good with sports, but you'll mess up my perfectly well-made dishes." And to this day, my sisters do the same to me with humor. They'll say, "Let the pastor go set the table or play with the guests." But they keep me away from their good cooking. You don't have to help me out. My celebration was like this. Growing up in our Miller family, it was always small, but it was always extended with cousins who came from everywhere. And every Christmas, someone was invited to dinner. It could be a friend or a church member or even a stranger or a family, extended family member from out of country or out of town, but my mom always wanted someone at the Christmas table. She wanted people to enjoy being with each other and being with someone. And the only thing that would break her heart is if she ever heard that someone had Christmas dinner alone. And it's become more difficult now for our extended family to come together and sometimes for us to be with them because of the long distances. Most of my family are all around the world, a lot's in America, some in Britain, but very few here. My sister's in Ottawa. And I just want to highlight November 8th this year, we celebrated 50 years of being in Canada as a family, and we had a big family celebration together then. Amen. Thank God for Canada. But in an ever-changing Canadian lifestyle of living distances apart, our family now celebrates Christmas together every second year, allowing those with in-laws to enjoy Christmas with their other side of the family, especially for the grandkids to get to know the other sides of the family in distant places. So now, every second year, when there's in-law Christmas, for those that are with their families, I travel away. A little bit more difficult now being the lead pastor, but one day you'll forgive me when I travel away for Christmas because I need family. So at this time, I've got to share with you my favorite family song. And this song used to annoy me excessively, and I mean it. It annoyed all the kids excessively because my mom played it over and over and over. Remember those cassette players that had replay? And she would have it on replay, and she would cook all day with, "Come, they told me, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king." Imagine that all day. And she would dance, and she'd have it loud, and she would giggle. And the more we'd say, "Mom, can we change it?" "Don't touch that." Interestingly, now it's become part of our tradition to play that. My mom went to be with the Lord in 2008. And so, as many have shared, it is now a part of our Christmas tradition to play the Little Drummer Boy. My honest emotions about Christmas is, growing up, I absolutely loved Christmas. Now, as a mature single adult, I enjoy some aspects of it, but living with the losses that steal the joy of enjoying family in the same manner, you learn to do it differently and you learn to appreciate it differently. I would do nothing differently now in the sense of what the true traditions mean to me, which is celebrating Christ. But I do delight in the family traditions that were created. So we continue now to ensure that someone new is always at the table, a family member, extended family, friends, and even a stranger if we need to, because we find adding newness to your tradition enhances your tradition. And so my favorite Christmas verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 10. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" I always love this verse because it takes away the fear of anything. And it presents again and again this reminder, good news. Listen to this, folks. No fear. Good gifts from God. No fear, good food with family. No fear, good times with friends. I love finding great joy in all these things, and my prayer for you is that you will find great joy in celebrating Christ, making new traditions with your old traditions, but never feeling despair, because good news, Jesus Christ is with you. Amen.
If you enjoyed today's episode and feel called to support and give to PPC, you can head over to our website at ppclife.ca, where you can give, get involved, and find out more information about our church. We can't wait to hear from you. God bless.